This is Akashvani, the news read by Sunil Verma. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will launch multiple development projects worth over 96,000 crore rupees in Bihar and Uttar Pradesh today. In Bihar, Mr. Modi will inaugurate, lay the foundation stone and dedicate to the nation multiple development projects worth over 48,520 crore rupees at Bikramganj in Rohtas district this morning. He will also address a public meeting at Bikramganj. The Prime Minister will lay the foundation stone for stage 2 of the Nabinagar Super Thermal Power Project in Aurangabad district. Upon completion, this project is expected to ensure energy security for Bihar and eastern India, fostering industrial growth, creating job opportunities and providing affordable electricity in the region. Mr. Modi will also lay the foundation stone for various road projects. In Uttar Pradesh, the Prime Minister will inaugurate and lay the foundation stone of multiple development projects worth 47,600 crore rupees in Kanpur this afternoon. Mr. Modi will also address a public meeting at the Chandrasekhar Azad University of Agriculture and Technology, Crown. Union Home Minister Amit Shah chaired a high-level meeting in Jammu last night to review the security situation in Jammu and Kashmir. Mr. Shah also reviewed security and other arrangements for the annual Amarnath Yatra, which will begin on the 3rd of July this year. He was briefed about the security measures for the Yatra. Mr. Shah arrived in Jammu yesterday evening on a two-day visit to the Union Territory. The Home Minister will visit Poonch today to meet people affected by Pakistani shelling. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh has said that India plans to develop 5 prototypes of the 5th-generation stealth fighter jet, the Advanced Medium Combat Aircraft, AMCA, before undertaking its series production. Addressing the CII Business Summit in New Delhi, he said, "Make in India is an essential component in our national security and it plays a key role in India's effective action against terrorism during Operation Sindoor." External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar has stated that the relationship between India and New Zealand is expanding across various sectors. He made these remarks during a meeting with New Zealand's Deputy Prime Minister and Foreign Minister Winston Peters in New Delhi yesterday. Dr. Jaishankar highlighted the success of New Zealand Prime Minister Christopher Luxon's recent visit to India, during which both nations initiated free trade agreement negotiations and signed several agreements. He emphasized that the current focus for both countries is to work towards realizing the goals outlined during that visit.
"We very much appreciate the support and solidarity that you had expressed personally in the aftermath of the terrorist attack that we had in Pelgam. We attach a lot of importance to the deepening of our defense and security partnership, to the expansion of our trade and investment relationship. I would certainly like to carry on our discussions about sports and education, increasing people-to-people ties."
Delhi police said approximately 900 illegal Bangladeshi nationals residing in Delhi have been identified and will be deported after proper verification. Delhi's Special Commissioner of Police Crime Branch, Devesh Chandra Srivastav, said the process of deporting undocumented migrants has gained momentum in the wake of the Pahalgam terror attack. According to data from the Border Security Force, Delhi ranks highest among all states in terms of number of individuals deported across the eastern land border. The India Meteorological Department, IMD, has forecast heavy to very heavy rainfall over Gangetic West Bengal, Bihar, Odisha, Tamil Nadu, Puducherry, Karaikal, coastal Karnataka, Kerala and Mahe today. The Met Department predicted similar conditions over Assam, Meghalaya, Arunachal Pradesh, Nagaland, Manipur, Mizoram and Tripura during the next 7 days. The weather agency also estimated isolated exceptionally heavy rainfall over Meghalaya today. In IPL T20 cricket, Royal Challengers Bengaluru RCB stormed into the final after defeating table toppers Punjab Kings by 8 wickets in the first qualifier in Chandigarh last night. Chasing a modest target of 102 runs set by Punjab Kings, RCB reached 106 for 2 in just 10 overs. Suyash Sharma was named player of the match. And that is the end of this news bulletin.